She gave me little smiles whenever our eyes met, and really, her disposition was as sweet and kind as could be. But already, I was finding it difficult to bear the burden of patience in my life, waiting for some tiny opening that might never come, and that would certainly be the only chance I'd ever get. Now I had to watch as the door of opportunity was held wide open for someone else. Some nights, when I went to bed, I took the handkerchief the chairman had given me and lay on my futon smelling its rich talc scent. I cleared my mind of everything but the image of him and the feeling of warm sun on my face and the hard stone wall where I'd sat that day when I met him. He was my bodhisattva with 1,000 arms who would help me. I couldn't imagine how his help would come to me, but I prayed that it would. Toward the end of the first month after Granny's death, one of our new maids came to me one day to say I had a visitor at the door. It was an unseasonably hot October afternoon, and my whole body was damp with perspiration from using our old hand-operated vacuum to clean the tatami mats upstairs in Pumpkin's new room, which had only recently been Auntie's. Pumpkin was in the habit of sneaking rice crackers upstairs, so the tatami needed to be cleaned frequently. I mopped myself with a wet towel as quickly as I could and rushed down to find a young woman in the entryway dressed in a kimono like a maid's. I got to my knees and bowed to her. Only when I looked at her a second time did I recognize her as the maid who had accompanied Mameha to our okia a few weeks earlier. I was very sorry to see her there. I felt certain I was in trouble. But when she gestured for me to step down into the entryway, I slipped my feet into my shoes and followed her out to the street. "Are you sent on errands from time to time, Chio?" she asked me. So much time had passed since I'd tried to run away that I was no longer confined to the okia. I had no idea why she was asking, but I told her that I was. "Good," she said. "Arrange for yourself to be sent out tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and meet me at the little bridge that arches over the Shirakawa stream." "Yes, ma'am," I said, "but may I ask why?" "You'll find out tomorrow, won't you?" she answered, with a little crinkle in her nose that made me wonder if she was teasing me. I certainly wasn't pleased that Mameha's maid wanted me to accompany her somewhere, probably to Mameha, I thought, to be scolded for what I'd done. But just the same, the following day I talked Pumpkin into sending me on an errand that didn't really need to be run. She was worried about getting into trouble until I promised to find a way of repaying her. So at 3 o'clock, she called to me from the courtyard.